Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. And speaking of the Dixon, opening this weekend, Sunday, February 3rd, and running through Sunday, April 14th, is a major new show, Present Tense, The Art of Memphis from 2001 to now. It's going to be a stunning look at contemporary art in Memphis over the last 12 years, and it's going to be very exciting. Kevin Sharp is, of course, the director of the Dixon. Jim Meeks is from Northwestern Mutual, who has been heavily involved in this show since its planning stages, and John Whedon is guest curator, and they have all joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
Kevin, why don't you start and give us sort of an overview here of what this show is about.
Well, this show is just what the name implies. It's The Art of Memphis from 2001 to now. It's a curated show organized by our guest curator, John Whedon. And it looks at the interesting development of contemporary art in this city over the last dozen years. And it's a really interesting history.
Yeah, and you were saying beforehand that it's a big show. There are a lot of pieces in this.
Oh, there's no question. There are 75 artists, more than 100 works of art, and it goes from one end of the Dixon to the other, including into our Dixon residence, which is interesting, and big, powerful works of art, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
John Whedon, of course, we know very well from the Urban Art Commission and is now doing some independent art consultation and work and is guest curating this show. John, tell us about what you found here.
That's a big, big question.
We like the big questions.
Well, first of all, when we first started having our conversations, we were deliberating who were the major artists of the era that needed to be included and who were some of those key players that were perhaps here for a number of years that had a big impact and then maybe moved on and what happened. But that research and archival work and on-the-ground scouting, et cetera, led to a dossier of over 300 artists and 1,000 pieces that we started with. So there's a volume and wealth of talent and creativity to the city that is truly staggering. I thought I had a fairly good grasp on it.
Sure.
Going into the project, I learned that I was woefully mistaken and quickly realized that this city is even more incredible than even I understood it to be. So what we found was some of the highest quality, best skilled artists that I have really ever seen in my career, which was incredibly rewarding to find, being it's from my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And to realize that most of these artists still live here in Memphis and call it home. There's something about this city that they embrace and they thrive in and that nurtures their creativity. And so that's what people will see when they come to the exhibition.
Give us some examples. What are some things we'll see?
You will see incredible pieces by Greeley Myatt, Hamlet Dobbins, Pinckney Herbert, Tam Tran, photography by Matt Ducklow, paintings by John Robinette, Greer Edmondson, Brian Russell, Joyce Gingle, wonderful ceramic mm-hmm. pieces. You'll see incredible painting by Lurlin Franklin, who is one of those, classic Memphis working artist that works in the city schools as an art teacher and produces stunning work, complex, erudite, discerning, sometimes problematic, always thought-provoking, that needs to be better known outside the sort of niche world of Memphis art.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Davey, another painter that is remarkably talented that really deserves the profile and recognition.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to see this. We're talking about the new show, Present Tense, The Art of Memphis from 2001 to now. It opens at the Dixon this Sunday, February 3rd, and runs through April 14th. Take the opportunity to see it. We don't often have show sponsors in to talk with us, because usually they're just a name on the program. But Jim Meeks is here from Northwestern Mutual. And you guys are much more than a sponsor here. You've been involved in discussions with Kevin about this really from the start.
Yes, we Kevin and I are relatively both newcomers here to Memphis, and I'm probably taking you back 2 years ago when we were together.
Right.
And I think that our company Northwestern Mutual is unique to Memphis, and the Dixon obviously is unique to Memphis. And then this idea that got created about really honoring and showcasing the artists of Memphis, it just felt like what a great relationship that we would have between us to promote the artists here in Memphis.
And you yourself are very interested in contemporary art, I know.
Yes. It's exciting. I personally like it. So because of that, in itself, made it a natural and that's how, really
exactly.
That Kevin and I got together in the first place, is my love for art.
That's great.
We had a couple of conversations, Daryl, and the next thing we knew, we were planning an exhibition. And so, it's just it's always a pleasure when you encounter someone who can support your program, who has also a great interest in the subject.
Yeah.
I'd also say, Darrell, that one of the remarkable things we found through John Whedon's work curating the show is just the remarkable diversity in this city, and it's really what gives the arts in Memphis its vitality. And it's an arts community that is intensely interested in the city, and some of the most powerful kind of redevelopment projects, let's say, in the city of Memphis. And I'm talking about Overton Park, I'm talking about Crosstown, I'm talking about South Main, I'm talking about Broad Avenue, are really spearheaded on many levels by the artists of Memphis. So they're not only creating remarkable aesthetic experiences, they're doing great things for the city, and it's creating, you know, the city is starting to wake up to the remarkable resource it has.
Oh, I think that's true. Certainly John would know that possibly better than any of us from your stint at Urban Art and responsibility for bringing so many of these artists into the public sphere and getting public art out there too. This is a big show, and it's a lot of work. What is it like to pull something like this together?
It's a labor of love. It is a project that you dream of as a curator, is to work with an institution of the reputation and rigor of the Dixon, and to have that kind of collaborative thought process develop into this really gem of a piece, this piece that can be shown off to the rest of the world. This is an experience that viewers will really be enveloped by as they enter the museum and tour the grounds, etc. And what they'll get from it, while the styles are different, while the media has changed, while the people are at different levels of their career or stages of their life, or have different motivations or ambitions or subjects or intents in making their work, what they're going to get is this overwhelming spirit that Memphis imbues with the people that choose to make art here.
Mm-hmm.
It provokes one to be creative. It's in our blood, it's in our DNA. This is a city born of creativity. They are scrappers and survivors and inventors and entrepreneurs and innovators and dreamers, and they take up a paintbrush or a chisel and they start making things. And it's wonderful to see. Mm-hmm. And so it is my hope that viewers of the exhibition will be enthusiastic and will catch this spirit when they leave and depart the show understanding that Memphis is a wonderful place to be from and to come to because of this creativity. It is a unique place in the history of the world. And I think that this exhibition attempts to position the assertion that Memphis deserves to be recognized as a world-class city of visual arts. And I think that's what we've done.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. A lot of times what we see in many museums is shows that come in from somewhere.
Right.
Or shows that are devoted to a particular genre, a particular period, a particular individual artist. And a lot of times local contemporary artists have a hard time getting their stuff out there.
Right.
Do you feel like this is really what you're trying to do here?
Well, it's part of what we're trying to do here. I mean, Darrell, as you know, I mean, I spend most of my time looking at you know, old 19th century paintings,
right.
but I'm intensely interested in the art of my own time and place. And, you know, right after I got here, we started a small series of exhibitions, or a series of small exhibitions in terms of real estate and the galleries and number of objects, called Mallory at Wurzburger, where we instantly began to look at and discover, you know, just how many incredible artists there are in this city. And that program goes on to this day. We do four of those shows every year. And that was something of the catalyst for launching into a project of greater ambition like Present Tense. And I mean, you're absolutely right that, you know, a lot of museums depend on traveling shows that are passing through. And, you know, in reinforcing what John says, you know, the Dixon tries to be creative. We like producing our own exhibitions as much as possible, and we like placing our program in museums and other places and getting that Dixon brand and that Memphis brand out into the world, and we've been pretty successful at it. And to further one of John's earlier points, you know, this exhibition is, I mean, it's a big exhibition as it is, but it could have been It could have been twice as big. It could have been three times as big. And so there's every possibility that we'll revisit this subject somewhere down the road, because there were lots of interesting artists that just didn't fit into the parameters of what we were trying to produce for this show, but they would easily fit into the parameters of any number of other exhibitions. So we have a wealth of creativity and talent in this community, and we're glad to have an opportunity to show it off a little bit.
We want to mention that there's also a juried student show that goes along
That's right.
Jim, did you have something else?
Yeah, well, the only thing is, that's exactly what I was going to talk about. One of the commitments that I'd made early on is we in the last year and a half or so, have moved to a new building. And in that commitment, along with the Dixon and all that was going on, I made a commitment that I would only hang art in the building from artists here in Memphis, which led us to a new group of students, really, I would say students, right,
sure,
that are in our local high schools that we did an art display, which John very much was involved. And then we displayed that art until just the last few days.
until yesterday
in our building. So we've had art everywhere, and our walls are bare right now. It's without all the art on there, but look forward to adding new art on there for sure.
I know what that's like. But, we have to change it out here every once in a while, too.
The Dixon's walls are filled, actually, because that student work is going to be part of the present tense exhibition. It will be in our Mallory and Wurzburger galleries, and it's a wonderful show in its own right. And these are our future. These are the future
great up-and-comers.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're good.
Well, it's very exciting. I encourage everyone to go out. It opens this weekend on Sunday the 3rd, runs through Sunday, April 14th at the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. Present tense, The Art of Memphis from 2001 to now. Really, folks, take this advantage. You will never see this group of artists together in one place again, so please do. My guest today, Kevin Sharp from the Dixon, John Whedon, guest curator, and Jim Meeks from Northwestern Mutual. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Daryl.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater, presenting Mary Poppins, February 5th through 10th, featuring the irresistible story and unforgettable songs from one of Disney's most popular films. This high-flying Broadway musical will appeal to audiences of all ages. For information, 525-3000 or orpheum-memphis.com. And by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. Present tense, The Art of Memphis from 2001 to now, opens February 3rd and captures the energy and diversity of the city's contemporary art scene with over 100 works of art from more than 80 Memphis area artists. For details, 761-5250 or dixon.org.